of Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A mass kidnapping of Christians by the Islamic State. Islamic State militants have kidnapped at least 90 Assyrian Christians during raids in northeastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says scores of local residents were abducted after clashes in the Kabur area of Hasakah province on Monday. IS fighters have routinely targeted religious and ethnic minorities, using kidnappings and killings in their quest for territorial expansion across Syria and Iraq. A Russian newspaper published what it says is a strategy document calling for Russia to annex Crimea and parts of eastern Ukraine that was presented to the Kremlin in early February 2014, shortly before Ukraine's pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych was forced out of power. Mr. Yanukovych fled Kiev on February 21, 2014, and subsequently went to Russia. A meeting of the foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France ended Tuesday in disagreement over who is to blame for violations of the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The top diplomats met in Paris amid uncertainty that the ceasefire agreement, which requires withdrawal of heavy weaponry from the front lines, will hold. A suicide bombing killed at least 10 people in the Nigerian city of Kano. The bombing happened Tuesday at the Kano Line bus station. Earlier, at least 17 people died, and dozens more were wounded by an explosion aboard a bus in Potiskum. Authorities say it's not clear whether the suspected bomber was wearing the explosives or whether they were hidden in luggage. There are no claims of responsibility. A gunman opened fire at a restaurant in the Czech Republic, ended up killing 8 before turning the gun on himself Tuesday. It is not believed a terrorist attack. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people fleeing an upsurge of violence between Muslim ex-Seleka and Christian anti-Balaka militias in the Central African Republic. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UNHCR says the latest surge of violence in the Central African Republic is linked with seasonal movements of livestock and was triggered by clashes between herders and farmers on one side and the anti-Balaka on the other. It says some herders have turned to ex-Seleka armed groups for protection. UNHCR spokeswoman Karen de Gruul tells VOA people caught in the middle of the fighting have no choice but to flee their homes.
There are hardly any local authorities left. There's no police, there's no gendarmerie. Both anti-Balaka and ex-Seleka have free reign.
Since January, the UNHCR reports an estimated 30,000 people have fled the area. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Eurozone finance ministers approved a four-month extension of debt-ridden Greece's $270 billion bailout Tuesday after Athens pledged to carry out more financial reforms. National parliaments in Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc must still give their approval with a key vote Friday in Germany. But with the finance chiefs giving their approval, Greece appears headed toward solving its immediate financial crisis, with its current bailout expiring Saturday. Joran Dijsselbloem heads the group of Eurozone finance ministers.
It's going to take time to really get into the details and to design a new contract or agreement which will carry us on for 4 months.
In its latest commitment to boost its economy and cut government spending, the Greek government promised tax and public spending reforms and a campaign against tax evasion. President Obama vetoed the controversial Keystone XL pipeline project. The White House sent notice of the veto to the Senate Tuesday. First proposed in 2008, the Keystone XL pipeline oil runs from Canada to the U.S. Gulf. Republicans and the oil industry have argued that the $8 billion infrastructure project is about jobs and boosting energy security. Democrats and their environmental allies have characterized it as a gift to the oil industry that would worsen global warming and subject parts of the U.S. to the risks of an oil spill. Countries of Southeast Europe have pledged to intensify cooperation in the fight against terrorism in the region, Europe, and the world. Meeting in Tirana, Albania Tuesday, foreign ministers of 13 countries making up the Southeast European cooperation process issued a 10-point statement condemning the phenomenon of foreign terrorist fighters and the terrorist cells in Europe and beyond. And ahead of the UN panel on climate change, Rajendra Pachauri has stepped down following allegations of sexual harassment. He is an Indian citizen. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.